Groups promoting anti-Brexit People's Vote March funded by the EU. By Jack Montgomery on October 21, 2018. Some of the groups promoting the march for a so-called People's Vote for another Brexit referendum were directly funded by the EU, according to reports. The People's Vote campaign has been dubbed the loser's vote by critics. After the fact that the people already voted against EU membership in the 2016 referendum on the issue. It has also been described as the Soros vote by Nigel Farage. In a nod to the fact that many of the people pushing hardest for a second referendum are super-rich establishment figures. Billionaire plutocrat and open borders campaigner George Soros being foremost among them. However, there is evidence that some of the groups promoting the campaign's march through metropolitan London on October 20 were directly funded by the EU itself, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of euros, according to Guido Fox. The European Alternatives Group received 300,000 euros, covering most of its 500,000 euro budget, from European Commission Citizenship and Justice programs in 2016-17. According to EU documents, while the European movement received an even more substantial sum of 350,000 euros from the bloc. The European movement, which is dedicated to the establishment of a united, federal Europe similar to the United States of America, and described its remit as propaganda and other activities in its Memorandum of Association, has played an interesting role in the Brexit story so far. The official Remain campaign, Britain Stronger in Europe, was set up as the interim campaign limited by the European Movement's chairwoman, Laura Sands. Remain campaign spin Dr. Lucy Thomas denied any official link with the European Movement, but this appeared to be contradicted somewhat by literature from the European Movement's youth wing, which seemed to describe BSE as their campaign at its launch. The European Movement also participated in the EU referendum as a registered campaigner in its own right, but was fined by the Electoral Commission for delivering an incomplete and inaccurate spending return for the EU referendum in a story which was widely unreported by the mainstream media. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.